after 3 hours of the regular show on terrestrial radio, and you wanted a little bit more, so that's why you found the Gun Talk After Show podcast, where we saved all the best things that we can't say on regular radio. Now, here's Tom, Michelle, and Jim for the Gun Talk After Show.
All right, time for After Show. We have Jim Kinsey, Michelle Cleland, and the ever-present and very welcome generator running in the background.
Such a lullaby, not...
our personal mantra.
But aren't you glad you put in the generator?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Second or third time it's bailed us out.
What do you got, like high winds going on?
Yeah, 70, this up to 70 miles an hour.
Ooh. Yeah, okay, so the power's out.
Let's go flying.
Yeah, right. You just walk out there and spread your arms out, and you'll take off.
Hey, nice kite, Tom. No, that was my...
No, that was my Hawaiian shirt I was wearing. That
The nice thing is the leaves are cleared from the yard.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're the neighbor's problem, but they're cleared from the yard.
God's leaf blower right here.
That's right.
All mine went to the neighbors, and all the neighbors went to mine.
Went to yours, yeah. See, we're not actually, I don't think you're making headway. You're just moving around.
Right, sir.
Oh, well. Hey, Brad called in. Let's talk with him for a second here. Out of Topeka, Kansas. Brad, thank you for your patience. You're on the After Show. What's going on?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you. I told your screener that I wrote a check the other night to Shooting USA, mm-hmm. the Olympic Training Center out in Colorado.
Cool.
I'm going to hold that and divert those funds to the Win Red in Georgia.
Oh.
I just can't believe some of the hesitancy I hear in the voices of your callers about not answering your question and evidently not willing to give to a much needed victory we need in Georgia. People don't understand that. If the Democrats win those two races, our firearm manufacturing industry and our ammunition manufacturing industry, as far as the civilian world is concerned, is basically going to be destroyed.
Yep.
And we have to do something, and people have to get involved.
I understand what you're saying. Well, first of all, thank you for doing that, and because you see clearly... I share your, I don't know if it's frustration or bewilderment, at people who don't seem to understand the immediate threat. Sometimes it's like there's a threat over the horizon, kind of a thing. You know, it's this amorphous thing that's out there. But this is very specific. This is two races. We win these, and we live to fight another day. We lose these, and they have an absolutely clear path to push through every gun control and gun ban effort that they want, including, and you made a great point, they want to get rid of this Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. If they do that, then gun makers essentially have no insurance, they have no protection, they have no legal protection, they have to go out of business. I don't think people actually understand, Brad, when we say that. The gun companies will go out of business. They will all stop making guns.
Absolutely. Everything firearms related will be affected, from, like I said, the firearm industry to if you have any defensive carry insurance, which I do, those are going to be outlawed. It's just so many things that are going to happen that people really need to think about this.
You know, and people complaining right now, Jim, about not finding ammo. If they get rid of that Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, the ammo makers will have to stop making ammo, too. I mean, they'll make ammo for the military and then for the police. But if you get caught with unauthorized ammo, that could be a crime.
Yeah, anything you can tie liability to or perceived liability.
Yeah, exactly. Brad, are you in a position where you get to talk with other gun owners and friends out there? I'm just wondering, are any of them aware of this that you know of?
Oh, well, yes, but I have some friends, just like some of the people you've talked to, that go to my church, and they just can't. They're firearm owners. Mm-hmm. They just can't. In the past, they may have changed their minds now, but in the past, this is pie in the sky. This won't happen, but it's happening. And if we don't do something, it's going to happen.
And all I know to do is spread the word, try to educate people. And I guess at a certain point you go, okay, I'm just not going to get everybody, and some of them are never going to get there. But, boy, I just don't quite understand when you have victory right there, and all it's going to take is each of us doing a little bit. Not a lot. I'm not asking people to sell their homes, for heaven's sakes. You know, I mean, there's hardly anybody out there that can't put in $50, honestly.
Yeah, well, the money is needed to promote the ideas of freedom and what can happen to us if that freedom is taken away. And I think I'm praying that there's enough people in Georgia that will come along with that. And I just appreciate your show promoting this, and it's going to affect everyone here in the United States.
Yeah, and one of the problems we have right now, and I mean, here's the reality of it, is that the NRA has crippled itself so horribly. Normally, they would have armies of people out there working to get out the vote. They would have all their field reps, pull all their field reps from all over the country and put them on the ground in Georgia. And last I heard, they're having some kind of virtual meeting for their field reps, but they're not moving anybody into Georgia. It's like they're not even there. So we're working at a real deficit. We don't have, you know, our star MVP player on the field this year for this election. And it's tough.
Yeah, I wonder where all that money went that we sent to them. Yeah, sure.
Can we get back to you on that?
$1 million a month for Wayne's legal fees.
Yeah.
$1 million a month.
I'm not sending them any more money until that situation taken care of. There's other places, just like the Olympic shooting and now this cause, that money could be sent to.
Attaboy, Brad.
Well, I was just going to say, good job for your due diligence in finding places to be able to support our shooters in the industry.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good day, and thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for what you're doing here. So, Michelle, you're actually working the phones. You're talking to the people who are calling in. And you know, I keep waiting. We're going to get this avalanche of people who are going to call in and say, yeah, I'm on board. You're not getting that either, are you?
Unfortunately, I had one person, too, with Brad being one of them. Yeah. I mean, yeah. One guy wanted to know the information on where to go to be able to donate. And I get people are leery with putting their credit card information.
Oh, that's right. He wanted a phone number because he wouldn't put his credit card on.
Right. And he's gotten stung with internet purchases going against him.
With a debit card, maybe.
Well, and as I told him, go to the grocery store. Buy one of those Visa or MasterCard gift cards for whatever amount you want.
You can put it on that.
It's not worth anything else.
Right. Get you a $50 MasterCard prepaid card, and then you use that to make your donation. Oh,
you're
that's
safe.
Brilliant.
You're safe.
Perfectly safe.
And at a time
and
when...
And you gift it to somebody at Christmas time.
You are actually pretty good at money laundering. This is great. I'm going to learn a lot.
Stop.
Yeah.
I just wait. I'm just using a way to get my Kroger bonus points for gas. Yeah. No, but it does make sense. I mean, it's protection for yourself. If you really want to donate and you really are worried about that, you know, with the credit card, I understand, you know, you're penalized. They give you back the money and then they investigate and it may or may not work out to your favor.
Yeah, it's a pain.
You know, I get it. It's a lot.
I hadn't thought about that. That's actually a great idea. Just go buy one of those prepaid MasterCards or Visas.
Yep.
Use that. Burn it all up, burn up all the money on it, and there's no way that anybody can go get any other money out of it, because that's all that was in there.
And I don't know why that wouldn't be a viable way to make payment.
You have a star on your forehead for that one. That's a good one. I like it.
Or Jim could just share with us now his credit card information.
Sure.
We could all use that.
I can tell you what it ends in.
Zero. That's all I needed.
That's how it ends up.
That's right.
But you know, at a time when ammunition is not tangible, you know, so whatever it's going to cost you, $29, $39, you name your caliber, you name your price, basically.
Yep.
But, you know, I can't buy a box of ammo. Okay, well, I can give $39 or $25, or maybe it's only $5.
Right.
You know, everything goes to this. And the longer ammunition is not tangible, the more you got to wonder if there's not something else to it. and well, I hate to,
well,
you know.
You got that guy called in and said his buddy, what did he say? He had 145,000 rounds of nine?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
something, I don't know the number.
Yeah,
but
people want to know, where's the ammo? Right there.
Right.
It's, you know, if everybody bought 1,000 rounds of whatever it is they need, or everybody bought however much they needed to shoot, we'd be good. There'd be no ammo shortage. But if you buy your next 10 or 20 or 30 years worth, then we create, you know, this is just like the toilet paper shortages. Let's go buy it all up and create a shortage. You know, I wish it weren't, but it is. And we stop all this foolishness by winning the elections.
Right.
I mean,
plus you can't wipe with 223, really. It's not exactly the same.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, there's a
that
visual.
That was something. I'm not sure what that was.
That was an edit point. Possibly.
Shortest after show on record right here. And
we're gone.
Lordy.
Okay.
Okay.
Here, so. I can spare you a square for the, you got to wipe up this mess.
Oh, my God. Why aren't we on national broadcast?
Gee, I don't know.
We're just on a podcast.
You can't imagine.
Are we really on?
Are we on?
Wait a minute. And Joe Rogan got $100 million to be on Spotify?
Yeah, what? No kidding.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we'll get his cast offs there. Oh,
speaking
gosh.
Of making money, we're past break time, buddy.
Oh, we got to go sell soap.
Yep.
Or ammo or, that you can't order.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
The three-position binary firing system Gen 3 trigger from Franklin Armory is now available for your 10/22 rifle. The 22C1 trigger offers three positions. 1. Safe. 2. 1 round per pull. And 3. 1 round on pull and 1 round on release. The most fun you can have with a 22. This easy-to-install trigger upgrade offers a smooth trigger pull and positive reset on release phase. Find your 22C1 trigger at franklinarmory.com.
It's time for a thanks giveaway. Grand prizes include the Daniel Defense DD-M4 V7 in 5.56 NATO or the Brownells BRN-180S Gen 2 Complete Upper in 300 Blackout, paired with a custom double-star lower receiver with strong-arm pistol brace for easy compact storage. 8 first prize winners will receive either a Hodgdon product voucher or a gift certificate to Timney Triggers. Enter now through December 4th at guntalk.com/win.
Light beer from Miller tastes just great, and that's no fish story.
Yeah, there's a blast from the past, huh?
Yeah. Go look. Find Ritz. That one on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, I've seen it a bunch of times.
Kel, go on, take me away.
There's another one.
Oh, boy. Tastes great, less filling. There you go. Hey, that stuff sent me through college, those commercials.
So yeah.
I'll take all of that I can get.
Wasn't Dad friends with Bubba Smith, too, the guys that they made the commercials with?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The outtake reels were hilarious that Dad's doing those commercials. But, you know, Bubba Smith, Mean Joe Green, Billy Martin, Bob Uecker. He said Bob Uecker's one of the funniest guys he ever met.
Yeah, I believe
just
that.
Just naturally funny. I mean, you know, and he knew a lot of famous comedians. Mm-hmm. He said Uecker was just always hilarious. You know, so, you know, it was a fun time. It was a weird, like, 12 or 15 years that they did that campaign, which is a long, long time to do a particular campaign. But fun stuff. You know, you get a bunch of ex-jocks together and turn them loose. You loosely give them a script and hope.
Yeah. Cross your fingers.
God.
Maybe that's what we should start doing, get a script and hope.
I've heard of hope and change, but script and hope, no. We're not going to write no script. Are you kidding me?
We don't need no stinking script.
I wrote opening monologues for this show twice, for the first two shows. 25 years ago, and then I stopped. People said, well, how much do you prep? I said, I don't. Yeah, I mean, you guys know. I walk in, and we turn it on, and I have no idea how we're going to even start the show. It's fairly obvious to anybody who's ever listened to the show.
Especially the after show.
Yeah, it's really bad when we got to prompt him in his ear. It's called Gun Talk, Tom, remember?
Wait, say what? Say what?
It's Gun Talk.
That's when I channel my inner Joe Biden. Where am I? What are we doing here?
Oh.
I'm sorry, but there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think, assuming, okay, I'm just going to make the assumption at this point, assuming he gets in, can he make 4 years?
No way.
Or does he? Do they drag him through four, then he's going to say, I'm going to not run and have Kamala run? That would be, I think, a logical way. They'll find a way to drag him through 4 years.
Okay. We should bet a box of ammo on that one.
Oh, good. I like betting with non-existent things.
Right. So I don't have to worry if I lose.
It's not real bad.
God, I'd love to pay you back, Tom, but I just can't find any.
How about...
It's underneath your toilet paper rolls over there.
I will bet you one bullet.
Yeah.
Not ammo, just the bullet.
Yeah. Actually, that would be kind of fun to have like a poker game where you're playing with just like, you know, loading components that have bullets out there.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
I'll raise you two primers and some brass.
A 9mm bullet is a 5, you know, and a 45 is a 10. So, yeah. It'd be kind of fun. We should do like a chess set like that.
Well, the Mayberry RFD guy only carried one round.
This is true. Barney.
Barney. It's all you need.
Has Barney bullet in his pocket, his shirt pocket. That's right.
Good place to be if you ever needed it.
That's true. And then he would have a revolver. Of course, Don Knotts did his whole shaky thing, pull it out and shake it all over the place.
What a great show.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah, well, I'd say a year. To the Biden thing, a year tops.
You think a year?
If that.
Yep. Well.
And then we have Pelosi as VP. Wouldn't that be great? Tom, are you okay? Tom?
I'm sorry about my heart. My heart.
Beep.
Yep. It's okay. Just yank the wires out of the wall and put them against your chest like they're in the movies. You can do your own defibrillator right here.
Yeah. Hopefully the generator holds out for that.
Short out the generator.
Gallon effort, though.
That's right. So if we suddenly go...
the lights were really dim.
Everything's flashing.
Wait a minute, I'm having visions of Cloris Leachman and Young Frankenstein when the lights are flashing.
Yeah.
Frau Blücher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I have no idea what we're doing. I am channeling Joe Biden now. Mm-hmm. I'm lost.
It's Gun Talk. It's the after show, Tom.
Again?
Yeah.
Didn't we just do this?
Yeah, well, it's the second half of the after show.
Oh, jeez. I'm so confused.
That's after the first half, which is after the whole show.
It's a one and a two and a... Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Lawrence. Okay. So, anyway. well. So, Michelle, still no ammo? Still no guns?
It's tough. I'm not going to lie.
It is.
It's very, very difficult. And, you know, you're calling and you're talking to representatives with different companies. And they're like, well, we're making it every day. And you call your distributors and they're like, well, I can't tell you the last time we had ammo. Yeah.
Well, and people say, well, you know, man, you guys with a gun store, you are making money hand over fist. You go, yeah, we would if we had something to sell.
Yeah, you can't find anything. Yeah,
if you don't have anything to sell, you can't make any money.
It's tough, and we're coming up on hunting seasons, and it's not just affecting the gun world. I mean, it's affecting archery and everything.
Really?
The inability to get product is tough.
Well, in the
manufacturing and all is down because
in the home
factories markets
too. I mean, I had a buddy build a $250,000 house, and the price after he closed on it with the bank, price jumped to $300,000 because of the price of lumber and unavailability.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
If you have not bought lumber in the last year or so, you are in for a rude shock.
Yep.
What'd they say? 2.5% higher? Something like.
No,
I mean, it was 20, something.
It's 20. Well, a sheet of plywood here in town was $9. Now it's 27. So that's triple.
Holy cow.
Okay, mm-hmm. So more than 2.5.
And I'm sure if you live down in Tornado Alley, I'm sure it's pretty pricey there, too.
Yeah, and on Friday we drove through Lake Charles where they had massive hurricanes and just there blew tarps everywhere. And you're right, trying to just rebuild, you can't get the product and you can't afford the products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's an interesting question for you for those just kind of from personal experience I can tell you. Make sure you have replacement value on your items in your house. Mm-hmm. And also, you probably are underinsured. You might want to just take a look at bumping it up because rebuilding your house is going to be a whole lot more expensive now
Yep.
Than it was a year or two ago.
Good call.
It's, we haven't talked about it for a long time, but also kind of going through and videotaping and taking hard report of serial numbers and everything else of your firearms and not leaving that in your own house or safe.
Yeah, the records. Yeah, have the records someplace else. But before the show, before you got here, Michelle, Jim and I were talking about a story I saw where a guy had inherited like close to 100 guns and some really nice guns. And he wasn't a gun guy. He didn't know anything about them and didn't want them. So he turned them all into the police department so they wouldn't fall into the wrong hands.
Oh, my gosh.
And they destroyed them.
Of course they did.
And, so, and one of the most telling comments I saw in the story was, who the F would be stupid enough to be into guns like that, and then not leave them to someone who knows what the heck they're supposed to do with them.
Right.
You know, and you're going, okay, so reminder to everyone, do not assume that your estate will be dissolved or distributed the way you want. Spell it out, and maybe even, Jim, we all return to this every time, right? Mm-hmm. Give them away before you die.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, that way you know they go to the right person. You get to tell the story with them. You get to see the enjoyment. And if they don't enjoy it, take it back.
Why would you? Why, I'll give it to somebody else who appreciates this.
Give me that back.
But why wouldn't you enlist the help of a local gun store?
Yes.
It's what we do all the time.
Yes.
It clears your name, and the person that purchases has to go through the 4473 and the FBI background, yada, yada, yada.
And you can make some money doing that. I mean, and every gun store in the country can do this for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You go to your local gun store and say, look, I was given these guns. I inherited these guns. I don't know what to do with them, blah, blah, blah. I don't want them to fall in the wrong hands. Fine. How about if we make sure the FBI checks out everybody who ends up with these guns? Because that's what's going to happen if a gun store sells them for you.
A local guy or a Johnny Dury kind of guy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously Johnny will do it. Dury'sGuns.com, and we know how well he does. But a local store like Michelle's, they could do the same thing for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I mean, and even if you did, I mean, stores do this. They would. Well, I would think most stores would do this, but they'll do a transfer from person to person in the store. You know, they bring it in from one person and send it out with the next as soon as the paperwork is done.
So if you were nervous about, I don't know who's going to get this gun if they are a prohibited person,
right?
You can run them through a gun store and, you know, they're going to charge you $25 to $50 per gun, probably, something like that. Mm-hmm. That sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's different, but yes.
Yeah, something like that. And, or you could say, hey, would you guys, I've got a whole collection of guns here. I don't want them in my house. But for heaven's sakes, don't just give them to somebody who's going to destroy them. I mean, at the very least, imagine this. If you go through the store and they sell them to somebody, now someone who is qualified can have that gun for self-protection, and it may save somebody's life.
Right.
Yeah. I guess my only question there, Tom, is if the scenario you painted was you potentially giving a gun to somebody you don't know, if they could pass the background check, et cetera. I don't know if I would, you know, even remotely consider somebody I wasn't sure of their background, you know, niece, nephew, or that kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I would have to be pretty confident ahead of time anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd want to, that goes back to know who's going to get them. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure about them, then don't have that as part of your will where just everything gets distributed evenly.
Right.
You go, no, these go to so-and-so, these go to so-and-so. And like I say, why not do it before you croak?
Yep. Yeah, I changed my will a couple of years back.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
It's just one less thing. Yeah, Michelle got everything. She got all my debt.
Actually,
she got everything.
I didn't want your debt.
Jim changed it. He's taking them all with him.
They say you can't take it with it? BS.
So, you ought to see the size of this coffin I bought, man. It's actually from Liberty.
You know,
it's a Liberty
say,
safe.
Whatever size coffin you think you need.
Double it. It's a 72 gun one.
That's right.
Okay.
So, will that goldenrod rust preventer thing work in there? That's the question.
Or, yeah, right.
That's really a lockdown puck. You're not retrieving that very easily.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, at least we've got stuff we can laugh about and still go out and do some shooting. And for those who are just didn't plan ahead and don't have any ammo, you know what you could do? You could buy one of these really nice air guns we have now. Because I think you can still get BBs and pellets.
You can.
I know you can get air.
Right.
We had a back order that. I'm really sorry. It's going to be.
It's quite a shame.
I will say there was about a month and a half or so that we couldn't get BBs even.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, everything was gone.
Because they're in Gresham's mouth.
That's gross.
From when he was a kid. They're still there.
Spitting them into that gun, baby.
Blah.
Make it rust.
We didn't actually wear out any guns. We just rusted them all.
From the inside out.
Yeah. But, man, I tried to be good, but, man, there were just some birds that were just there and had to get shot. What can I tell you?
But only once.
Generally, yeah. We had we lived on a lake, and down at the, walk out of the house and kind of go down a hill to the shoreline there, and there was a big light pole down there, and it had one of those big lights on it with a aluminum dome-shaped reflector on it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be amazed how well you could hit that thing from about 70 yards away with a BB gun once you figured out the drop on it.
Ain't my baby.
It's like, tunk, and wait. Ting! Cool!
Did you have a friend named Huck, by chance?
Got that guy to whitewash that fence for me.
Yes,
I'm just curious.
This is fun.
Asking for a friend.
This is fun.
Man.
I had to have, the kids went out with a BB gun one time, and I think we're going to go shoot a bird. I said, well, if you shoot a bird, you're going to have to, you're going to have to dissect it and stuff. You're just not going to just kill something. You're going to learn something from it. And then you're going to have to decide. That was the first half. That was the only thing they knew about. So, sure enough, I figured, they'd probably dissuade them a little bit.
Right.
Not at all. They bring them in the kitchen, and they're, oh, check this out. What part is that, Dad?
Take it apart right there.
Yeah. So I went through the whole thing.
Biology.
I figured, well, okay, make them write a letter to the bird's mother. Say, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did.
Damn.
Dear bird, we had to take it, but, it wasn't all for naught. We, we learned something. We know.
But by the way, the junior was delicious.
Yes. Just no state birds. State or national birds are off limits.
There you go. That's right. Well, for us, it was squirrels. I mean, some squirrels, but mostly it was snakes and turtles.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Slip along in a little John boat along the shoreline with my brother paddling from the back, and I'm in the front with that little BB gun, and we're smacking them. And,
was your brother Huck?
Brother Huck.
That's right. You would love to paddle me around, would you not, little brother?
Oh, no,
this
you
is
paddling.
In your best interest.
That's right. I'm in the front with the gun. He's in the back with the paddle. It worked out quite well, I thought.
Didn't start out that way. Tom was in the back paddling. This is great. Oh, my God. You can't do that. I'm not going to let you do this.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom.
Whatever works. There you go. So, yeah, BB guns are fun anyway. All righty. I'm going to go beat the drum a little bit more. WinRed.com.
Mm-hmm.
You just did it, didn't you, Jim?
I did. It felt good.
Was it easy?
It was super simple, yeah.
It's
a web page, and you click on who you want to donate to and how much. And
yeah.
I picked the $10,000 category and used Michelle's prepaid credit card.
Sweet.
It ended in zero.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that one, yeah.
My whole take on it, it's I sent you a little note during the show. To me, it's kind of like voting. Here's a situation we have where we can help something. If it all goes to poop because we didn't, you kind of lose your right to bitch. At least now, if we're losing, say, well, I did something.
Right. But people bitch anyway.
Do you think an announcement will be made tomorrow? Tomorrow's the 16th. Let's see. It's been officially how many days?
Not enough.
I don't know.
14 days Tuesday, right?
Well, you guys, look, I'm going to scoot. You guys have a great week. You guys can keep talking if you want to. It's fine. You certainly don't need me. That's been proven time and time again.
So he's gone now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you ever see the shoes he wears? Oh, my God. Who would wear those?
And the bag.
But he's got nice snakeskin shoes and turtle soup.
I'm right here. Oh. You know that, right?
I told you, Jim.
Not good enough.
Damn it.
Didn't work.
All right, go buy something.
Go donate. Something. Go donate again.
And donate. Exactly. Do it once. Do it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Shame your friends into it if you have to. But win.
Absolutely.
We got to win. That's it.
We do. And there's no chance else. Of splitting, right? There's no chance of splitting.
I don't see how. I don't think so. But it's so important. Yep. It's just like everything. All right. We'll keep beating on this drum. We'll have some folks on to explain it. And then we're working on getting the candidates themselves on.
Awesome.
Oh, that'd be great.
So we'll see if we can pull that off as well.
That'll be next week on the Before Show, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sweet.
When do we do that? Before?
I think it's before, yeah. Okay. In the after.
Cool.
After.
All right. Going full Biden on you.
In 5-6 years, we'll figure it out.
Eventually. Have a great week, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, that wraps up another Gun Talk After Show. But if you want even more gun-related stuff, don't forget to check out Gundealio. It's the app for Apple and Android phones that connects you to all the Gun Talk shows, plus even more. And we'll catch you next time for the Gun Talk After Show.